Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Derek, let's get started with you and Teresa here. What's the latest?
I mean, there's nothing new to report here. Like, you know, we were out, we went out together. I thought it was fine. It went, you know, okay. I thought it was like the energy felt like it was going somewhere, and then just nowhere at the same time. Like, the only place I'm now facing and looking at and was your website and sending a bummer of an email.
That is sad. So had you known her a while before this happened, or what?
Well, not really. Like, we went out the one time, and it was just, you know, it was hard to tell how it went. Like, we met on Hinge, you know, everyone's meeting on like online dating websites. That's just how it is.
Right.
But, and it felt good at first. We didn't send too many texts back and forth before we're like, cool, let's go out and actually like see each other.
Let's
right.
Meet up. So, yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes I'm a little nervous about doing that. So, I was like, I have to do this. Let's just move forward quick. And, we even talked on the phone a little bit. Like, I wanted to, you know, kind of do this the proper way. And it felt like all the steps were going.
Don't
blow
us away here.
Well, for me, that's a pretty big thing. But I thought we were going to go out. But ever since then, it's like delay, delay, delay. It just hasn't happened. And I don't know.
Oh, like meet up again.
Okay.
Got it. Okay.
Right,
well,
right.
At least, I mean, from what it sounds like, she's still somewhat communicating with you
in some form or fashion.
Maybe not what you want to hear, but
yeah,
she's talking.
Yeah, I mean, she is, but it's like from an arm's distance, you know, like it's talking to me, but just to keep me like away. It's like she's blowing me off. I can tell.
Interesting theory. Now, okay, you said you thought the date went well or okay or whatever. Do you mean overall? Like, there's not something that popped up that like at the time might have seemed weird or alarming or, you know, out of the ordinary? Nothing that you did or she said or anything like that?
I mean, it was a first date, you know, like everyone's going to feel differently about, I mean, it's kind of awkward at first. You're trying to feel out the situation.
Absolutely.
I mean, nothing was too crazy out of the ordinary. You know, I didn't, you know, have a bloody nose that spewed all over her. I didn't have, you know, didn't hit her with my car picking her up on accident.
Okay. Right.
It felt like a pretty.
Has this happened to you before? You know what? Don't answer it. Continue.
Keep on rolling.
I mean, it's when you're meeting a stranger out in public for the first time, it becomes this awkward thing of like, are we really getting along, or are you just placating me nicely to kind of keep it moving? And I was respectful. I kept boundaries. I didn't try to be like creepy. So I just don't know what happened.
How did it? How did like the evening end?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so. I went for a hug because, again, I was trying to be respectful. I thought this is like a nice, like casual, we had a friendly interaction that ended well.
Okay.
But my timing, I guess, was a little off because I was just like coming in from the side, you know. I guess it was like a little like awkward, and she didn't like see me coming in with my approach at first.
Right.
I didn't contact air traffic control the right way, and she high-fived me.
She high-fived you.
High five. We got a high five.
Y'all high five.
Yeah. I mean, it just like the way my hand was coming up, it, she must have just thought like, hey, buddy, or
hey, good date.
You know,
yeah,
I did,
like good game,
like, hey,
but good date. Good.
Good
date.
Not yeah.
10 points
I mean,
to Gryffindor.
About sports a little bit, but I didn't think she was that into sports.
All right. Well, look, like not knowing anything else about the situation, do you think, I mean, it's dumb, but like, do you think that awkwardness is what?
Well, and not just the awkwardness, but even the way you described the date, like kind of casual,
yeah,
you went in for a hug.
It's different, weird vibes, man.
think that played into this or no?
I don't know. I mean, I thought we had a good time. You know, I just, I feel like she's kind of keeping me around just to like have a buddy in the background in case. Okay. It just feels like I'm like putting on like reserve in a way, right. But also like I'm interested and just want to know like what's going on.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe you did not make your intentions clear.
That could be the case. That could be the case. Look.
I mean, I wanted to be respectful of boundaries at the same, but also, you know, I was interested. So I just don't know what happened.
I love that we're so invested in her boundaries.
Yes.
Hopefully her boundaries don't also extend to like public humiliation or anything. Like I'm wondering how she feels about
it's
that.
Wide open.
You know, that's a real worry here.
Let's find out. We'll call Teresa. Talk to her next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Derek, poor Derek.
He sounds confused, man.
He described it as a casual hang.
Casual hang.
I think she had to have gotten that same vibe.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
you don't
maybe
know
she
on.
Doesn't think it was a date. Like at all.
That's very possible.
They high-fived each other at the end.
That's
not great.
No.
I mean, I guess it's really some not. Kind of physical contact, but he kept
I'd
repeating
almost,
he wanted to be very respectful of her boundaries. There's nothing wrong with that. That's great.
There's also nothing less respectful than what we are about to do. as far as that goes.
So let's get her on the phone and see if we can figure out what's actually happening. Mm. Hey, is this Teresa?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100, Teresa. We're calling you to give you a chance at this date night that we give away on the show. So you'd actually get to pick whatever you want to do and go and all of that. Then we'll pay for it.
Okay. Do we play a game for it or something?
No, actually, you don't have to do much. Really, just agree to go out with the person who entered you for the prize in the first place, okay? And in this case, it's Derek. It's a lot. It's mm-hmm. a lot to process, we know.
Right.
Okay, it's just, I don't really know about this guy.
Okay, like, right.
But you do know the guy.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Okay,
yeah.
So what is it about him that's got you kind of on the fence?
Okay. How do I put this? He needs to improve his chill, okay?
What does that mean? Like...
Okay. Mm. All right. He's got this... I don't know. It's like totally urgent energy all the time. Like, I don't know. He just has no chill.
Right.
Urgent energy.
Okay, I got to jump in. What do you mean my energy isn't chill? And what does urgent mean? What does that mean?
Okay. So he's with you guys.
Yeah. So we had him. Yeah, with us. We had him on the phone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Well, what's the point of this?
Well, he wants to see you again. Yeah, and he thought a no limit like date night might convince you to give him another shot. So like,
is it working?
Right. Is that
okay? Now do you guys see what I'm talking about? He's urgent energy. No. He called you guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Still not fully grasping that.
Can you give us another example of you know that?
Okay. He is a double texter. Okay. He's always double texting me.
Double texting.
I'll be honest. I've never heard that term. Do you guys know what that means? Because I don't even know what that means.
I could hazard a guess.
I feel like double texting is pretty well known.
All right. Just for fun, like let's pretend that that's completely not the case. You can like walk us through it.
Yeah.
Just,
like we have no idea.
No clue whatsoever.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's kind of obvious, but all right. A double text is when you send a text.
Right.
And the other person doesn't reply, so you send another one.
Okay.
And once or twice, it's no big deal. It could be an accident. I don't know. But if this is what they do all the time, then, you know, it tells you a lot about this person.
Does it? What does it say exactly?
Yeah.
Well, I would say he's probably controlling. He's probably got extreme anxiety. he's probably really jealous and insecure. I mean, I could go on.
You could go on.
Whoa, hold on.
I just didn't realize you could pull out so many things about me just from text. I mean, sure, like, you say, that was fun. I say, hey, I had a great time, too. And then if I wake up before you and say good morning, that's just a matter of scheduling. It sounds like more or less than anxiety.
Yeah, Would that count? Is that?
That's double texting. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
It is.
How?
I didn't respond, and he went ahead and texted me anyway.
But it's a different day, like a different conversation.
They forget to send messages all the time.
Yeah, what if it's unrelated?
You let you know what's going on. You get back to me when you have a chance.
What if he sees something and thinks of you?
Yeah.
You guys, it's still double texting. And honestly, he's clinging as hell. I mean, can't you see that? I mean, dude, back off. I can't solve all your problems. I mean, obviously.
Good morning?
Yes, obviously.
It's like you're seeking validation or something.
If it's validation to have a good conversation, then, I guess I am seeking some sort of validation to kind of have a nice back and forth with someone I'm enjoying.
Trying to talk to you.
Well, to me, it's coming off needy, and actually, it's pretty invasive. So, I mean, you're all but demanding that I respond to any message you're sending me. And, I mean, think about it next time you do it. Like, ask yourself, why are you doing this? Okay?
Why is he?
And you'll see. You'll be able to stop.
I said good morning. Why am I doing this? Probably to say good morning.
Honestly, it just makes sense. We've never heard of this. Ever. It's never come up on this. Has it come up on this?
It's never come up in life.
We do this every day.
And I'm so. But you are demanding he is demanding you respond to a message by your own logic. Right? Because what if he doesn't? Or what if you don't?
Yeah, well, you guys, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. Maybe you don't get out much.
We don't.
Okay.
Ask around. This is actually one of the top things you can do to run people off. And to me, and to a lot of other people too, it's just one of those major red flags you have to pay attention to.
Okay, again, I can put it more succinctly.
Okay.
So what you're saying is, like, basically, if you don't respond to Derek.
Right.
Ever.
Like, period.
Ever again. He can't.
Then you don't ever talk to me again, okay? Bingo. Take the hint. I know you can. I mean, you're massively desperate, okay? And I don't know why it's hard to grasp this. I don't understand, but here it is. If you don't get a text back, you don't text, okay? Period. Make sense?
I don't. No. I'm just as confused as I've been in a while.
I'm as confused as I've been ever.
Okay. Hey, thanks, guys. We appreciate your time today.